they'd push wood onto that and make a fire. And they had a smokestack would come out through the other end, and it would draw that blaze all the way through.
They were large vats. There were three large vats about 15, 16 feet long and about 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
Adjacent to each other. And they were seated, they sat this on a...
What else?
Well, we'd, practically everybody lived on cornbread and syrup.
Sir?
Raised their own meat, you see. I've seen the time that when I had all of my children, I had an uncle that made syrup outside of Abbeville, and I'd buy as much as 100 gallons a year of syrup. He'd can it. But we got it for 40 cents a gallon.
You mean you were using a quart of syrup a day?
No.
That's about what it comes out to.
Well, almost. I had 8 kids, you see. And we always had some extra people at the house.
Oh, boy.
Now, before we added to this house, I kept the Miller family. They've been cattlemen people all their lives. Mm. And after I married and moved home, I built up across yonder. Well, I'd keep as much as 14 cowboys at my house. And we only had 2 bedrooms.
Where would they sleep?
Sleep on the floor.
Make a what for them? Make a...
We'd put a mattress, and we had plenty of mattresses. And we'd put that on the floor. I'd added the kitchen, but we had 2 bedrooms, and then a big living room. Well, we'd put them some beds. We had one bed in that. You could have called it, I guess, 3 bedrooms with the living room, because when there was no... people at home, me and my wife, that's where we'd sleep. Then I built a little kitchen on the west end of it. And I'd keep them cowboys with me all the time. They'd never go nowhere else.
What were they for? Were they running the place, or?
They would drive from Grand Chenier. You heard talk of Grand Chenier, I guess. Well, we'd drive through the marsh. I'd go meet them yonder. And we'd drive all the way through. It'd take us 6-7 days. We'd drive and go through by Belle Isle, then hit Chenitig. Then from Chenitig, we'd come back to Mulberry.
Driving cattle,
all the way around, for wetter grazing. And then in the spring, we'd go back and get them, bring them back around. And he grazed on White Lake all through that territory. We had thousands of head of cattle. Yes, sir.
Mm.
It was rough. We'd sleep outside. Every rider had his big, long riding coat, raincoat. Well, the first night we'd drive to what we call Belle Isle. Well, it was Belle Isle Bay, where the Louisiana Fur Club is at there now. Well, we wouldn't go across it. We'd get there too late. We'd cut grass and hobble our horses, the front feet, with a short piece of rope. So he could travel, but he'd have to jump to get around and eat. Well, we'd sleep outside then, cold or hot. If it was cold, we'd cover up with our raincoat and we'd use our saddle blanket to stretch out on top over the grass. And we'd get 2 together, and 2 of them would make them a bunk and get out on it. Next morning, by daylight, the old fella would be up a-hollin' at us. The old man, he was a great big old fella, tall iron, but he was much bigger. Get ready, and he'd give each fella his task, what to do.
Hey, you're a tall man, Mr. You're about 6'2", aren't you? 6'1", 6'2"?
Now?
Yeah.
I'll be 87 my next birthday.
Oh, yeah.
How tall are you?
Oh, 6'2".
That's tall.
Yeah, well, you about what, 6'3"?
6'7".